Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my very interesting music interviews. And the tables have turned a little bit today because I've come down to Failsworth to meet DJ, club DJ, radio DJ, part-time promoter, barber even for a little bit of a time. Kaz Matthews, and I'm down at Failsworth at Kaz's house, so... So fantastic to come and interview you, Kaz. How are you?
Nice to see you again.
Yeah,
I know it
yeah,
is
right.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Table now turned because you was on my show, weren't you, a few weeks ago?
That's right.
Now
yeah.
Interviewing you.
Yeah. So obviously, Kaz is a Failsworth lass, and she's very busy on the kind of local music scene. You do the, is it the Tuesday show, Tuesday tea time show
on Fab Radio?
Fab Radio
International every Tuesday 5 till 7.
Yeah, and you do a bit of club DJing, the 80s, 90s and all
massive,
that, don't
yeah.
you? And then obviously you sort of helping promote, and you obviously working at the Mod Fest at the beach in Morecambe in the summer. But we'll just sort of go back first, Kaz, and just give the listeners an idea of how you got into your DJing and perhaps your radio work.
My radio work I got into, I lived in Spain for a while.
Oh, right.
And I had a barbershop in Spain, actually, a few years back.
Yeah.
And I was invited on local radio, San Miguel Radio.
San Miguel, whereabouts was that then?
San Miguel.
Is there a place? I thought there was a beer called that.
I'm a bit thick with geography.
So am I.
Don't ask me where it is, but I've been there.
Yeah, okay.
No, San Miguel Radio, which is a local Spanish radio station. I got invited on as a guest because he had a business over there. And then got offered a show.
Oh, right.
So I started working on there. Mm. So I did a show once a week on there. And then I went on Tower FM over there, which was a sister company from Tower FM from
Bolton.
From Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
So I worked on Tower FM for a while until it went bust. Can we say that?
Right.
Tower FM in Spain went bust. So I worked on there, and then I came back to England and went straight to North Manchester FM. Worked there for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And then I've swapped over to Fab Radio International, which I've been there for a couple of years now.
Okay, so you do a lot of 80s stuff, don't you?
I do, yeah.
And is that just sort of because you're so much into the old 80s sounds?
Well, yeah,
that,
it's into the 80s.
Looks like myself, you know?
A massive Ska fan, to be honest.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, Madness is my favourite band.
All right, okay.
And so I started DJing off the back of my radio show, really, because somebody had said to me to DJ and I went.
So you're kind of radio work then? I mean, that's kind of really exciting. And how long have you been sort of... Doing the local radio, if you like,
The North Manchester radio. I worked for North Manchester FM for, 8 years. And then I've been on Fab Radio International now for 2.
Yeah.
Because I just swapped over. Just because it's centre of Manchester and stuff like that, I just swapped over, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just for a change.
And what do you like about it? Because obviously you do the sort of technical stuff as well.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah, I'm on the desk.
Yeah. Are you... What is it that sort of gives you a buzz?
I don't know. I just buzz off it, really. I just think it's great. I love radio, though. I never watch TV, me, ever.
Right.
I don't even have it on. If I have a television on, I've got a radio station through it.
Right.
So I'm not a television person at all. I talk about anything. I think I watched the soaps a few times because I was doing a thing on radio about it and thought, oh my God, I nearly hung myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Watching it. How pathetic is this? You know what I mean? So no. So I'm a radio massive fan.
Yeah.
I listen to every station going.
Yeah. Have you ever sort of played music or anything? Can you play any instruments?
I can play the piano.
Oh,
I've not played it for a while.
Yeah.
A long time. So whether I could get back into it, I don't know. I was learning the saxophone.
Right.
With, what's his name at the specials? He was teaching me.
All right, Drew.
He was teaching me online.
Right.
So I had a few lessons with him, and then he just laughed his head off and went, I couldn't blow it.
Yeah.
And I went, right, okay. Because he DJed with Drew.
Yeah.
He does these quadrophenia nights, doesn't he, love?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I DJed with him a few times. And I said, right, teaching saxophone, still in there, in that cupboard.
Yeah.
And anyway, so no, I went off that.
So what kind of club gigs have you got coming up? We'll talk about Modfest in a minute. But what kind of club gigs have you got?
I've just done Warrington. Toyo is headlining.
All right.
Toyo Wilcox.
What was that then, was it?
It's a back to the... It's just loving the 80s gig.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's all back to the 80s stuff and everything.
Yeah.
So I've got quite a few of them coming up. I DJ at the Street Bridge in Failsworth every month.
Yeah.
A couple of times a month, really.
Mm-hmm.
I've DJ with local bands. I've done... Electro 80s, they're not really local, but they're from they are around here. Do you know what I mean? So I've done a lot of clubhouse, Manchester Sky Foundation, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just myself, my own eating stuff in there. So I do that. I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of charity gigs around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at the Mary Fall and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Big charity things. So
I know you mentioned you're into your Scar and Madness and that, but is there any sort of bands that you kind of listen to at the moment, or do you not get a chance to sort of check out?
Local, what, up-and-coming ones now?
Well, if maybe not even that, like, you know, current stuff, chart stuff, or...
Chat stuff, no. Yeah. Not at all. Right, no. I probably shouldn't say this really, but no.
No.
Doesn't interest me one bit.
Were you going to mention Carnation?
I was going to mention Carnation because I know the lads from there and they've been on my show.
Yeah.
The Breaks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so yeah, I followed all the local bands that way. And the lovely lads, Carnation.
Yeah, yeah. Okay then, so Modfest at the Beach. It's in Morecambe on, what day is it, July the
15th of July.
Right, okay, so tell us all about that, because I'm going to go to that, and it's going to be a cracking weekend, but I'll let you tell the listeners about.
Oh my God, this is going to be amazing. Modfest at the Beach, I went to check out the venue on Saturday.
Yeah.
Kim and Amanda, the two ladies that I put this on, and they asked me to DJ, which I'm absolutely honoured about.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Manchester Sky Foundation, local, first and foremost.
Mm.
Lambretta's,
yeah.
Secret Affair,
yeah.
What's the other band? Something Six. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Mix Six or whatever. I can't remember the name of them. Right. Sorry. Jenny from the Bell Stars is emceeing it.
All right.
Yeah. So and she's one amazing woman. She really is.
Yeah.
And this DJ here.
Right. Fantastic. And I think sort of tickets are going well. And
tickets are amazing. Yeah.
But when you've got somebody like you know. The legends, really, and the mod scene, Secret Affair and the Lambrettas, it's always going to sell.
And it's still the original bands, you know what I mean? It's always going to... And they're really, really nice guys, because we're going to be interviewing them as a run-up to it, obviously, at my show, because I do all the run-up to things as well. Because they do the mod fair at the Scarfest, is it, at Bowlers, you know what I mean? So I've interviewed all the guys that go on that and stuff like that.
Right.
And everybody knows everybody, though, don't they? Do you know what I mean? So it's quite good.
Yeah, good.
But Modfest at the Beach, 15th of July...
Yeah.
The venue is out of this world. It's they're building it. It's been a big fight. Winter Garden.
Oh, the Winter Garden, sorry.
And it's been a big fight to keep hold of it so they won't knock it down and all this. Anyway, the family that have got it working so hard, and everybody's volunteers that do it.
Right.
And I was speaking to Linda on Saturday. I went to see Linda, and who's the daughter, and she's running it.
Yeah.
And she said the volunteers that come in and do all, like, the painting and the chicks and all the whatever, they stem from 69 years old to 89 years old. Yeah.
Man.
So they're all ex,
you
know, electrician, painter, decorator, you know, and all this.
Yeah.
And they all come in volunteering and do all that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the Morecambe people, I must say, are so friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
And so lovely.
I've not been for a long time.
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but are they, I'm checking it, that tickets are going pretty well.
Tickets are going really well, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only a select ticket, so it's like, get them now or else.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. And also book your hotels because they're going as well.
Yeah. Just finally, Manchester Scar Foundation, you've done stuff with them, and obviously they're on at Morecambe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just fantastic.
Fantastic. He's done really well, you know what I mean, for how many years? 6 years been going now.
Yeah.
And I've been from day one because I interviewed him on my station on North Manchester FM. The band have been in, done an acoustic session on my station.
Yeah.
I've got an exclusive gig that I'm putting on in Goldgate, which is up near Lancaster.
Right.
And that's Scarloween.
All right, right.
So that's going to be on Halloween this year. And I'm DJing that Manchester Scar playing there for me.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, I've followed them for years. Yeah, but they've done really well. Yeah. You can't fault that band at all.
Yeah. It's going to be a cracking weekend, the Modfest thing. Right, okay then, Kaz, that's fantastic. So just to remind everybody, Fab Radio International on Tuesdays.
Five till seven. Live.
And look out for her on Facebook and that with
and if anybody wants to come in, anybody can be my guest. I might do Back to the 80s music wise, but I still follow all the local stuff and put them on. And all they have to do is give me their favourite 80s songs.
Right. Good stuff. Okay, thanks, Kaz.
Thank you.
See ya.
See you later.